This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Burkina Faso's government says gunmen killed at least 100 civilians in a village. A government spokesman said the attack took place in Sohan village. The market and several homes were also burned down. The president described the attack as barbaric and called for 3 days of mourning. A researcher at the Armed Conflict Location and Event Date Project says it was the deadliest attack recorded in Burkina Faso since it was overrun by jihadists linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State about 5 years ago. Three American senators visiting Taiwan say the U.S. will give the island 750,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines, part of U.S. President Joe Biden's move to share millions of jabs globally. Taiwan has complained that China is hindering its efforts to secure the injections amid an outbreak. Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth, who arrived in Taiwan with her two colleagues Sunday, says the trip underscores the bipartisan support for the democratic island that Beijing claims as its own renegade territory. Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu welcomed the senators and said China continues to try to block Taiwan's international assistance and prevent it from participating in the World Health Organization. He says Taiwan is no stranger to that kind of obstructionism. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he is deeply disappointed. The Roman Catholic Church has not offered a formal apology and made amends for the role it played in Canada's former system of church-run Indigenous boarding schools. Friday's comments come days after the remains of 215 children were located at what was once the country's largest such school. The Prime Minister is calling on the Catholic Church to step up.